And that's what God is calling us to do today. Protect your heart. Don't give room to the devil. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 12. In Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to take it from verse 33. The word of God says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. So what is that? The word of God is very explicit here. It's saying to us, your heart or the tree is neither good nor bad. Just like this page says nothing. It's blank until I start writing on it. And when I now write on it, it carries the message of my words. So it's your heart. You're going to either make your heart a good heart that is fruitful with goodness, or you make it a corrupted heart that is filled with the fruit of corruption. And you are now going to be known as a good tree or a corrupt tree. Now, this is interesting. I just told you it's a blank. Are you ready for this? It really is not a blank. It is a good tree. It is a good heart. But God says, when he says, make that tree good and his fruit good, it's saying, come in alignment with the goodness of God that's in your heart, because that's how your heart is going to continue to be good. How? Because you are protecting it. Or make it corrupt. You cannot corrupt nothing. You can only corrupt something that is. Hello? So the tree was good and became corrupted. It was a good tree. It got corrupted. It was a good tree. It got sick. You know, in our streets we have elm trees. And then you have something called Dutch elm disease. Yeah? And what do? They come and they put a band on that tree to protect it from the disease or whatever it is that carries the disease climbing through. They get stuck and it stops it. God is saying the same thing. Do the same thing. Do the same thing. Protect your heart. Don't let things start crawling into your heart that are going to cause you much pain. Cause you not to have answered prayers. Cause you not to prosper. No matter what you do, you cannot get anywhere because your heart is corrupted. You want the blessing, but you cannot step into the blessing. Your heart is corrupted. He says, don't do it. Make it good. He says, O generation of vipers, how can ye being present tense continuous, being evil, speak good things? He says, if you are evil, you cannot speak good things. So the way to make that tree to continue to be good is in the speaking of what? Good things. What's coming out of your mouth? Is what's coming out of your mouth edifying? I'm just telling the truth. No, you're not telling the truth. You're lying. You're calling a child of God the child of Satan. That's a lie. But he's doing satanic things. So that's okay. But what you say out of your mouth is going to determine what you get back. Somebody listening? Let me say it again. The Lord says, hurts will come. Or the way he says it, offenses will come. He didn't say might come. He says it's going to come. But how are you going to handle it? He says there's going to be judgment on the person who is generating the offense. But that's not for me to handle. For as long as you are trying to handle it, God's hands are off. Did you get that? God will not gang up on anybody with you. Once you start, his hands are off. You take your hands off, God's hands come on. And I tell you what, God knows how best to fix the issue. First of all, he will cause those enemies of yours to become friendly towards you. If you let him. We don't need more enemies, we need more friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Old generation of vipers. What is vipers? That's a poisonous snake, isn't it? And God is saying, you are like vipers. You're shooting out poison. You're biting each other. You have nothing good to say about each other. All you're doing is talking about people. The word of God says, love thinketh not evil. Amen? Hallelujah. If somebody's speaking evil and you stand against it and say, and you speak something good, and they keep on saying to you, oh, you're not taking my side. No, I'm taking your side because I want to speak good into this situation because I don't want evil to back off on me. I got to protect my heart. It's not like I like what they're doing, but I'm going to find a reason for good to come out of this. I got to protect my heart. I have a destiny. I have a place I am going. And I don't want my life derailed. Hello? I'm not going to be your friend no more. I'd rather be a friend of God than be a friend that you're going to dump and say, what's wrong with you later? Because nothing is going well for me. I'm going to continue with God. Are we together? He says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. A good man out of the good treasure. What's a treasure? Treasures are those things that you deem important, that you deem worthy to be kept. It's important. Oh, I got to protect this. I got to put it in the right place. That's treasure. Treasures are important. Treasure brings prosperity. Yeah? It says a good man out of the good treasure of the heart. What is held as important will bring forth good things. He'll manifest good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure. Always thinking bad. Pulling this. Thinking thoughts that people have not thought yet. You see that person? You know, when she made her face like that, I know her. It's evil. She may just have been shaking her head because a bee was flying around. But now you've decided she's evil. He's evil. Now, what did you just put in your heart? Evil. You put it. Now, that evil thought is going to spread. You know, once upon a time, when you saw somebody walking, talking to themselves, and nobody was there, you thought, that guy is crazy. If you carried that same thought to today, you'll be the crazy one, because the person might have an earpiece on his ear and they're talking to a friend. Is that true or not? Yeah. So you cannot carry one experience and apply it to every experience. Friend, it is not so. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what happened. You have no idea. Now you're making applications, and now those applications are ruining your marriage. They're ruining your relationships with other people, because you're an amazing mathematician. You're this guy that you're so logical. You connect all the dots. You're connecting all kinds of dots that are going to mess you up. And one day you're going to stand before God and find out, oops, I thought. It's too late. Don't be thinking things that you don't know anything about. Protect your heart. I'm talking about protecting my heart. I'm talking about you protecting your heart. Stop jumping to conclusion. Well, Pastor, I think I need to be wise. The Lord says, be wise as a serpent, be harmless as a dove. And what is he pushing at? Simply saying, hide yourself. Serpents don't just expose themselves, they hide themselves. And God is saying, hide yourself in the wisdom, in the camouflage of my presence, and be harmless as a dove. Doves don't hang around strife. Pigeons do. But if there's strife, a dove is gone. So when the word of God says, flee fornication, it's related to Esau's story in Hebrews 12. When God says flee fornication, it's really saying flee every form of the root of bitterness. Run away from it. It is going to mess you up. Don't hang around it. But I say unto you that every idle word, I was just saying something. No, God says, listen, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, every idle word. Maybe tonight I'll spend time on that statement. Idle words. If I try this morning, I'll take you longer than I need to. But God is saying, put it this way, he says, for by thy words you're going to be justified, and by thy words, you're going to be condemned. Your words are going to justify you or condemn you. Your words. But let me put it this way. God is saying, say something. Don't let your words be idle. Well, if you have nothing good to say, say nothing. And God says, if you have nothing good to say, say something good. That's what God is saying. If you have nothing to say, say something good. Even if there's something good, it's a beautiful day today. Look at that sun. When you should be saying, I wish I can punch your lights out right now. So it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hallelujah. Say something good. God said, don't say nothing. Because if you don't say anything, you are going to be storing inside you the bitterness because you said nothing. And God says, turn the situation around. Say something good. Hallelujah. I don't use saying anything bad. Say something good, because by the good words that you spoke out of your mouth, you are going to be justified. Someone says, bless you in the name of the Lord. Huh? What do you mean, bless you in the name of the Lord? I'm telling you about how terrible you are. The Lord's name be glorified. I hear you. And the Lord be our helper. You're saying something good. And God says, I'm going to justify you based on the good thing you said. When you should have spoken condemnation out of your mouth, you chose to align yourself with me. You were protecting your heart. So now, the issues of life are going to be amazing for you. Are we together? Let me begin to land this plane. In Psalm 34, actually, Psalm 73 and verse 9, and then I'm going to go to Psalm 34 and verse 10. The Bible tells us in Psalm 73, verse 9, it says, there are certain people that set their mouth against the heavens. And then it says, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Because the words that you speak, have legs. In fact, that is a statement that we make. As an adage in the English, his words have legs. In other words, you say something here and it is doing something all over the place. There are people that their words, based on their evil intent, have legs. And if you think you're going to fight the battles of your life based on what you heard, there's so much more that you have not heard. And you need God to break the legs of those tongues. And the way you accomplish that is by you choosing to protect, one, your heart, and secondly, you speaking good out of your mouth. So that God begins to justify you. You remember in the old days when we, you know, the word justification is just as if I've not sinned. But when we talk about justification, I want you to see this particular truth. In the old days, we had something called typewriter. How many of you remember typewriters? Praise the Lord. And before you start typing, you justify your margins. Yeah? And that justification, every time you push the return button, it goes to the justified line. And if the words are going to go past the justified line on the right, it will move those words to the next line. Hello? That's what God does. He justifies and he says, that cannot come here. That cannot come here. And the reason it says that cannot come here is because you also, out of the confessions of your mouth, have been declaring surely goodness and mercy, surely goodness and mercy, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And if you are declaring that, and you're declaring that the Lord is my shepherd, then you are declaring that God is your protector. Because I tell you what, child of God, you cannot protect all the bullets that have been flying in your direction. You cannot. And if you're going to stop the enemy dead on his tracks, you've got to start by protecting your heart. The word of God says in Psalm 34 and verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. You know, in Nigeria, we will say, and it's in the Old Testament, because Eli was asking Samuel, what thing did the Lord say? And the word thing there is like, in my pidgin English, it will say something like, waiting and say. What did he say? Thing is words also. Because words produce things. Hello? And when the word of God says that they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, it's not just talking about things as in terms of things, it's talking about things as in terms of words. That there's not going to be a time that you will not have the right word to say out of your mouth. Hello? That no matter what the situation, God has the right word that will justify you and that will uproot whatever the enemy is trying to plant. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that the enemy is trying to plant, as the Lord Jesus Christ said, whatever my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. So I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that whatever God, my Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, has not planted in your heart, whatever God has not sanctioned, whatever it is that is evil that may be present in your heart, in my heart, that this day it is uprooted by the authority of the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Say bitterness, every form of evil, whatever you are, be rooted out right now in Jesus' mighty name. And say now, heart, be filled with the goodness of God. Be filled with good things. I shall lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I am fully fulfilled. My life is not held captive to the enemy. Not now, not ever. I am the chosen of the Lord, and I am being propelled now by the Spirit of God into goodness in every realm. Blessed be the name of the Most High God, who has delivered me from the evil workings of darkness, satanic agendas are canceled off of my life this day, this now, to the glory of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for the privilege we have to know Him. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving, but before we do so, is there anyone here today who says, Pastor, I know you've prayed, and we've confessed together, but I need you to stand with me because my heart has been filled with a lot of bitterness, anger, because of disappointments, because of whatever, rejections. And I need the healing of God. Will you pray with me a second time that God will heal me and fill me afresh with His Spirit? All heads bowed so that each person has a private moment. If that's you, just raise your hand and I'll pray with you. Feel a sense in my spirit there is somebody like that. Okay? You had an opportunity. Well, at this time then, let us come. Let us honor God with our giving. And as you come to release your tithe, your offerings, I want to remind you that on the 15th, that'll be next Friday, I believe, we're going to have special meetings starting here on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. It is the Feast of Rosh Hashanah. And God wants to do something really unique for each one of us. I'd like you to watch this video clip real quickly. That's the announcement. Those services are going to be in the evening at 6:30 when we have special meetings, and it's in the evening. They all start at 6:30 p.m. Amen? You can go online to the website and copy the poster and share it. Invite your friends, your neighbors, everybody to participate in that special meeting. Amen? Praise God. At this time, I'm going to ask Mama to come join me. Have you honored the Lord with your giving? All right. While we're getting ready, I think it was pre-COVID, the Lord asked me to raise up a group of people that were going to be champions of faith. Do you remember that? Champions of faith? Anybody remember that? If you remember, raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. If you are part of the Champions of Faith, I need to see you just for about 3 minutes after the service, up in front. Okay? All Champions of Faith. I'll see you at that end. And I believe there is a gathering of Meet the Pastors, the senior pastors, after the service today. If you are invited to that, we'd like to meet with you and discuss the stars room. So just give us a few minutes to be able to do both things. Praise God. All right. The Lord is our healer and our deliverer. He's the one who took on himself our sins and our reproaches. He had a whole lot of reasons to be bitter, but he did not embrace bitterness. All kinds of reasons to be angry, but he did not embrace that. He loved us in spite of us. He loved those that were crucifying him. He came for them. As we take of this body today, may we step into the fullness of God's love and receive the forgiveness that he has already given. And may we also extend forgiveness to others that may have sinned against us, hurt us in any way. The trust of the message today is, it's not worth it. Holding on to that pain, let it go. And let God bless. Amen? Take off this body and eat.
Can you put Psalm 23 on? We'll say it and then we'll take off this. I know it by heart, but for every one of you, I want you to say it together. Psalm 23, there's only 6 verses, so catch up. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Let's make a funnel. Say with me, Father, I receive your love.
I receive your love.
I'm empowered by your love.
I'm empowered by your love.
Your grace is sufficient.
Your grace is sufficient.
In my life.
In my life.
Therefore, I will not hold grudges.
I will not hold grudges.
I will not embrace gossips.
I will not embrace gossip.
I will not allow my heart to be embittered.
I will not allow my heart to be
because your grace is sufficient.
Because your grace is sufficient.
Let your word,
and your blood,
guard my heart.
Guard my heart.
Protect me. And make me a blessing.
And make me a blessing.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And highly favored.
And highly favored.
My cup.
My cup.
Run it over.
Run it over.
With the goodness of God.
With the goodness of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome. Well, let's just say hello to some very dear people. We bless all those that are on YouTube.